This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So we continue, inshallah ta'ala, with the feelings that every Muslim should have in order to be able to receive the guidance from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yani we need these feelings in order to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We said that the first feeling we have to know for a fact that he is the best man ever created, and to know his status in our deen. We discussed the magnitude and the weight of this greatest man that ever been created. And then we said last time that not only he is the best, but he also loves us so much to the level that he cries at night making dua, asking Allah Azza wa Jal to save us on the day of judgment. And he saved his dua that was given to every prophet. He saved his dua for us for the day of judgment. Having that in mind, today we will have the third feeling that's a must upon every Muslim. And that is to know that you cannot survive without him. You will only be saved by following him. وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ لَوْ يُطِيعُكُمْ فِي كَثِيرٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْرِ لَعَنِتُّمْ. And know for a fact that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is among you. And if he follows your desires and your opinion, then you will all be in trouble. So you have to follow his guidance in order to be saved. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلْرَسُولِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ. O who you believe, answer, obey Allah and His Prophet when they call you to what give you life. What does that mean? That means without following that, you have no life. لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ. Can you imagine? I want every single one of us to imagine one thing. Can you imagine your life without Islam? Really, can you imagine? What do we do? What's the purpose? You feel now that literally Islam, first of all, Islam is what got us all here. From all different nations. Islam is what got us to love one another. Islam united us all under La ilaha illallah. I can't imagine my life without Islam, without Salat, without Ramadan, without Zakat, without... What do I do? Innama hayatuna ad-dunya, namutu wa nahya. What's the difference between me and a cow? And a sheep? The sheep gets up, I mean the cow gets up in the morning and goes to the field and the plow and eats and drink and sleep. Subhanallah. لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ. When you follow them, you will have life. That means without them you are dead. So the feeling is to know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the only way to be saved. فَلْيَحْذَرَ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةٌ أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Listen, let the people who oppose Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam beware. Let them beware. Either they will have a fitna or they will have a severe punishment. Again, that's another dalil. That's the only way to be saved, by following his path. And this is what he told the Ansar. أَلَمْ تَكُونُوا ضُلَّالًا فَهَدَاكُمُ اللَّهُ بِي. He told the Ansar, weren't you astray and Allah guided you through me? My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to show you what kind of a blessing that we are from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. Allah will never punish them and you are among them. صلاتك سكن لهم. We all complain about stress and depression, and Allah told Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, your dua to your ummah will bring them سكن, will bring them سكينة. And we all know about his intercession on the day of judgment. I will finish with this, which is very important. Many people, when they think about how great is Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and he's going to intercede for us, they kind of, you know, take it easy. خلاص, he's going to intercede for us. Be careful. He will intercede, and this is his promise. But there are three kinds of people that they will not get the intercession. Number one, whomsoever refuse the deen. Brother, pray. Leave me alone, ya akhi. Do I have to put my head on the ground in order to be grateful to Allah? I said la ilaha illallah and iman is right here. Yeah, sister, please wear the hijab. Leave me alone, so the deen is hijab? That's the deen? Where is the evidence that these people will not get the intercession? قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة إلا من أبى. All my ummah will enter Jannah except the one who refuses. They said, Ya Rasulullah, who would refuse to enter Jannah? قال, من أطاعني دخل الجنة ومن عصاني فقد أبى. Hadith في البخاري. Whomsoever obey me will enter Jannah, and whomsoever disobey me, he has refused to enter Jannah. So where's the other option? So this is how dangerous it is. So these people have refused. I'm not talking about the guy, brother, make dua for me, I'm trying, I skip sometimes. No, I'm talking the guy said, no, I don't want to pray. I refuse to believe in prayer. And so on about every other fard from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second group, al-mujahirun. Kullu ummati mu'afa illa al-mujahirin. The people who do the sin openly. Openly, disobey Allah openly. He stands at the door of the masjid and he starts smoking. He posts his picture on social media drinking alcohol. Openly. Ya akhi, if you committed a major sin, hide it. Hide it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, maybe he will forgive you. But to openly, I don't care. Look at me. Like Allah, listen to the hadith. He said, all my ummah have the possibility of being saved except the one who does the sin openly. And then he gave an example. He committed the sin at night, Rasulullah said, and Allah covered him. And he wakes up in the morning, hey guys, do you know what I did last night? We went to the club and we did this and we did that. And Allah hid what he did. Nobody knew. He exposed his sin openly. Rasulullah said, كل أمتي معافى إلا except. Just like over there, illa man aba, except he refused. Here, except the one who openly does the sin. And the third one, and the last one, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us, may Allah make us among these people that will meet on the Hawd. And he will give us a drink that says in the hadith, you will never be thirsty again, ever. Huh? And then he is giving the people the drink, and then he sees people coming and then the angel kicking them away. They say, Rasulullah said, these are ummati. He said, Ya Rasulullah, la ta'lam ma ahdathu ba'dak. Then he say, sahqan, sahqan. Ya Rasulullah, you do not know what they have introduced to the deen after you. The people who commit bid'as and add things to the deen that's not from the deen. Rasulullah said, these people, they came to the Hawd, and then the angels told Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, you do not know what these people introduced to the deen. Then Rasulullah said, take them away. Let them go. Allahu Akbar. So ya akhwan, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, that our deen has been perfect. There's no need to add anything to it. So the number one feeling to know the status of Rasulullah. Number two, to know how much he loves you. And number three, to know that the only way you have to believe, the only way to be saved is to follow him. وَإِن تُطِيعُوهُ تَهْتَدُوا. Allahu Akbar. And if you obey him, you will be guided. If you obey him, you will be guided. And we all know that the guidance, and after the greatest ni'mah of Islam, the ni'mah of guidance. Otherwise, we will not be here. There are many Muslims, they're not here. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us understand these things and implement them. I repeat again, I started this by saying, this is a life-changing talk. And this is not just another talk. This is the determination of being saved or not. This is how important these feelings. You have to know the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he loves you so much, and you have to know so far those three things, that without him, we will not be saved, without his guidance. Imagine that he did not come to us. He is the one who took us from the darkness to the light, right? So if without him, we will go back to the darkness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill all our homes with love and mercy, and make our last words, La ilaha illallah.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما